Welcome to Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. For the next hour, we'll be your local real estate news magazine. I am Mark Schneidman, your local realtor since 1988 with Coldwell Banker, Santa Barbara resident since 1977. I'm here with talent on loan from the California Department of Real Estate. As usual, my weekly multiple listing update during the fourth segment, tracking median home price sales weekly and year to date. And perhaps we'll touch on a few stats earlier with today's guests on some of the inventory compared to last year and the percent of what's in escrow. Our phone number today, 564-1290, as compared to last week when it was 564-1290. You can call us or go to radiorealestate.com. Listen to past programs, search MLS listing. So to bounce off some of the numbers with me and to discuss his recent successful economic forecast, do we call it a conference, Bill?
Seminar,
the director of the UCSB Economic Forecast Project, Bill Watkins. Good morning, Bill.
Morning.
Thanks so much for coming on, fresh off last Thursday.
You bet.
Friday's article in the paper. And you came from your prior job, you were in Washington working for the World Bank?
No, the Board of Governors, the Federal Reserve. Greenspan and Company.
The Board of Governors?
Mm-hmm.
Now, do you still have us on a speakerphone?
No, I'm on a regular phone.
Okay. And we're okay then.
The best I got.
So how good or accurate would you say your forecast was for 2005? Before we talk about your forecast for 2006, let's see if we can trust you.
Well, yeah, it's pretty good. I did start out the conference by talking about how data has been revised on California, so history was a lot better than we thought when we were doing California's forecast last year, so therefore we're a little low on that. But in general, we said the economy would be good, and we also said that Santa Barbara's economy would be good. We also said that home prices would remain relatively strong, but the growth rate of them would slow down, and I think we're pretty right on most of those things.
And that's, you know, that's the highlights of your forecast. Obviously, appreciation, good economy.
Mm-hmm.
Are there other details or ancillary topics that you get into that?
Well, sure. Right now, I'm a little concerned about the Fed increases of the short-term interest rate, and that was kind of an interesting contrast between Brian Westbury and myself, who expressed no concern whatsoever about the Fed's increases. I think that given the delay in the effectiveness of monetary policy and the slack that's in the system in terms of they don't know exactly what the result of their actions are, that a little concerned about the possibility of increasing probability of a recession.
And I want to talk about that, but your recession, you forecasted, if I can recall, from your speech, was
mild.
Not until the year 2007.
Most likely 2007, more remotely late 2006. Yeah.
Just so people know, Brian Westbury was a speaker who was on before you. You had three wonderful speakers. Dan Walters, who's a columnist for a syndicated columnist. He appears in a local newspaper. He's in the 50 newspapers. He's out of Sacramento Bee. And then Brian Westbury is what's his title and where is he?
He's an economist for a brokerage house in Chicago, and I don't recall how we first became aware of him at the Forecast Project, but he has at least once a month he's got an article in the Wall Street Journal, and a pretty insightful guy, and I thought he gave a very nice talk and very obviously very comfortable for the audience. He's sitting there holding his glasses in his hand, and, you know.
That was a good prop.
It was.
You see, you have to wear your glasses.
I have to wear mine to see what I'm doing, yeah.
Maybe next year we'll get you a cane or something. Because I kept waiting. He would put them on. He would switch them from hand. One time he put them on top of his head. He never needed the glasses at all.
That's right. Know. They're just the prop. Yeah.
Kind of like Phil Silvers. But yeah, he was very optimistic and rosy about the economy.
Yes.
Not to contrast you, you were as well, but he was really optimistic. I have a friend who I tried to describe it to, And I think in the political spectrum, he's to the right and she's to the left. And if I try to say anything's good about the economy, she just about chokes me with a George Bush scarf that she has.
Well, I actually did talk a little bit about why so many people think the economy's poor. And Brian commented on the fact that he said something like 60%, according to some surveys, think the economy is doing terrible. And I had heard estimates of at least 50. And so I tried to talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, you know, in fact, I wrote that down. He said that he had some survey that over 60% of people interviewed said the economy is bad. But when those same people were asked how their own personal households were doing, the same percentage, over 65%, oh, well, we're doing great.
That's right.
We're doing great. So what, do they just think everyone else is bad? I mean, how do you interpret that?
I think sort of the steady drumbeat part of it is the way news is interpreted. I gave the example of CNN's website where they had this headline that incomes of four people are going up, income inequality is falling, and that could be bad. And
Wait, I remember that. Now, say that again. I'd say that's important. Slow that down. Say that again.
Income of four people is going up, income inequality is diminishing, and that could be bad, was the headline.
And that was great. That was unbelievable.
Yeah. In fact, that was so good, I actually sent it to Brian that day, and because I knew he'd get a kick out of it. So, yeah, you get that. And then I also argue that with the very rapid changes in our economy due to both technology and free trade, that people feel threatened, and there's just a less security.
Since I'm going to force Debbie to listen to this segment,
okay,
how would you tell her in basic economics 101? I mean, I know we have a lot of problems. I know we have an expensive war. I know a lot of people are against the war. I know, but you know, her comment was, "Oh, sure, a few people in the stock market are making money, but sure, a few people here are making money." But she's just so negative. And what would you say to her?
Consumption's going up. The gross product is growing at phenomenal rates. The new data that came out Friday, 4.8% growth rate for the quarter. Per capita gross product's going up. By every measure, the economy's doing well.
And these type of measurements, which 95% of the people who are listening, including me, don't know exactly what they are.
Well, gross product.
I know consumption used to be a disease, but when you use these terms, do they include the lower middle class, or is it comprehensive?
Sure, absolutely. It's an average, and on average, all these things are going up. By virtually all measures, middle class, everybody's going up right now. It's doing very, very well. Some measures show an increase in disparity between the incomes of the very lowest income and the very highest incomes. Others show that's falling. That's the CNN headline is one. But everybody's are going up. So, that old float, rising tide lifts all boats, appears to be working. But at the same time, there's individual stories. You read Ford lays off 25,000 people. That's got to be depressing, especially if you happen to work in Dearborn. You all the time hear about new jobs being moved overseas, stuff like that, but you don't hear about all the new ones that are being created.
Right, because I keep hearing that the unemployment rate is very low.
Extremely low. Right, about 4.7%, which, it doesn't get that much. I gave the example that since I graduated from high school, which was in 1969, it's been lower than today only about 10% of the time. This is one of the great economies.
I wrote down that you wrote down from your notes that you said consumption has doubled since 1969.
It has, yeah. Just amazing.
Probably. Well, this is good. This is very good.
And Brian, Brian attributed a lot of the gains that we're seeing to tax cuts. They probably help some. I think that the primary thing that we're seeing is two other major factors are productivity as a result of we're finally learning how to use computers and stuff like that. These increases, remarkable. In the last recession, productivity continued to rise in every quarter, and that's something that's never happened before. And then along with the benefits of free trade, increased globalization, two big, big components of that growth.
And these jobs, I mean, since the unemployment rate is relatively low, we're talking with Bill Watkins, UCSB Economic Forecast Director, and former bodyguard to Alan Greenspan, was it?
Hardly a bodyguard.
Yeah, I know. I love telling the story where you knocked him over in the elevator, but that's about that's about it. Our phone number 564-1290. You mentioned about this Brian Westbury talking about the economy and the tax cut, and I'm looking at one of his charts, mm-hmm. Real Business Fixed Investment. Mm-hmm. Pre-tax cut, post-tax cut. So obviously, back in May of 2003, he was a big supporter of cutting the capital gains rate to 15%.
Sure.
And I don't know what other specific tax cuts occurred at that time. But by his chart, it shows that it's working. Mm-hmm. A lot of people look at it and just say, oh, just more money in the hands of the rich. Mm-hmm. What do you think?
Well, capital investment means that businesses are buying things. That creates jobs. They're buying them for something, presumably more jobs, to, you know, this capital to make workers that work for those companies more productive or to have more workers. So, you know, business investment's a very good indicator, and it happened to be particularly strong last quarter. You know, he's got a point. The tax cuts probably did have something. I would just say that you don't hang your hat on explaining it all just on tax cuts, but also to mention productivity increases and trade. You know, one thing he talked about was the fall off in spending prior to that, and that was a result of Y2K. Businesses spent a lot of money on computer equipment as we ran up to that, and afterwards they slowed that spending. So, you know, the tax cuts definitely happened, and you definitely had this change in investment, but it's hard to argue, at least in my mind, that it's all due to the tax cut.
Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate, talking with Bill Watkins, UCSB Economic Forecast Director. Just to finish up on his talk, and we'll take a break. We'll come back and talk a little bit about what you said and also local economy and local issues.
Sure.
We talked about his poll. Economy will continue to grow at 4%. Good for the stock market, according to Brian Westbury. Mm-hmm. You concur?
In fact, he made a recommendation. Get out of bonds and get into stocks. And that's a little bold. I don't make stock market or investment recommendations like that myself.
He said the bond market is overvalued, pull back or just stick to 1 year. Commodities are fully or overvalued. We put very little money in there. He said real estate is fully or overvalued. But he said equities are undervalued.
Mm-hmm.
Low risk.
So he's saying put your money out of your other assets and put more in stocks.
Equities, that's what equities means, stock?
Yeah, stock.
Interesting. Well, you got to be good to know what you're doing there.
Yeah.
He was bold about the oil company. He was defensive of the oil company.
Well, I thought that was a great quote. Everybody gets mad at the oil companies, but when they talk about their own 20% gain in their value of the house, that's not windfall, right?
So, well, his example was you bought your house for $200,000, now it's worth $1 million.
Yeah. Well,
and you're lucky or smart, but everyone else is gouging.
Yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't afraid to take any stands. I'm sure a lot of people might be hearing this and just it cringing at it. I was watching, what is it? Not Face the Nation. I can't think of his name. He's on Sunday mornings and they repeat it on Channel 50. He's been on for years and years. It's one of the oldest political shows.
Okay. Don't know. Don't watch him.
But they had a panel on trying to discuss the gouging of the oil industry and the millions of dollars profits they're making and
right.
and then the other guy on the other side was trying to defend them, and I'll be honest with you, I can't follow it. I'm completely lost. Brian Westbury was talking about oil companies investing and risking 40 years ago when mm-hmm. oil was only $20 a barrel.
Sure.
And now that it's seven, now they're making huge, profits. Before there was risk, and no one cared. So he was...
He was essentially defending the oil companies. And, you know, every spring for the last few years, oil prices have peaked. And every spring you hear these calls for an investigation, and usually, you know, the federal government or California, somebody sets up a group to go do an investigation, but they never come back and say they found anything. It appears there are enough of these companies for some competition, and my guess is they're just reacting to market forces, and and a lot of their gains are basically inventory gains. When the price of fuel goes up and they've got a bunch already there, then they've made some inventory gains, right? And same thing, when it goes down, they'll take some losses.
I don't know if it was you or him that mentioned the analogy between healthcare and the cost of, you know, filling up your tank,
Oh, he did that, yeah.
Whereas the cost of healthcare has just gone up. Oh, in fact, very good, Mark. I'm looking at one of his chart, medical care and energy consumption as a percent of your disposable personal income.
Right.
And he had a chart back in 1980 when Ronald Reagan deregulated the energy companies, and your energy consumption jumped a little bit, but then it actually, since 82 or so, it's gone down, and even now it's not as high as it was right after he deregulated the energy companies. But medical care's percentage is up, like, on this chart, it's just far and above.
Oh, yeah, it's just going up.
But so what does that mean, though? I mean, it means you could rationally say, sure, inflation and oil and gas, really hasn't gone up as much as it should, but people are kind of ticked off anyway.
Well, yeah, I show a chart that shows the value of gasoline or oil adjusted by wealth and show that it's not that high. And relative to history... But, you know, people hate to see that chart. But it's true. It goes with that whole thing of we've doubled consumption in general, and oil prices just haven't gone up as much as other things. But you know, that's something every time people gas up, they're reminded, right?
We kind of got off on this whole national thing, and I
sure.
kind of appreciate it. And I know we didn't really plan on spending that much time together. I know you're busy. Can you hang on and do another segment?
Sure.
And then we'll talk a little bit more about some local issues, and we'll talk about some of these numbers. Talking with Bill Watkins, Director, UCSB Economic Forecast. This is Mark Schneidman's Radio Real Estate. Our phone number 564-1290. Stay tuned. You'll be right back.